Sanatarus Parakei Mishnah Hey. Shnei Shvilin Echad Tame Vechad Torah. There are two paths. No, it's just a rabbi. One path is Tame and one path is Torah. One path has a kever somewhere in the path that covers the entire width of the path, that somebody walks down that path would inevitably walk over the kever and become Tame from the maze. But we're not sure which one of the two paths is the one that's Tame. Halach Vechad Mehem Vasa Taros Vabacha Vero Vahalach Vesheni Vasa Taros. One person came along and walked down one of the two paths. And after he walked down one of those two paths, he prepared taros. And then his friend came along, and he walked down the second of the two paths, and he also prepared taros. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Nishalu Zebif Ne'atzmo, the Zebif Ne'atzmo, Tahirin. If each one of these two people goes separately to Besdin and asks, what's the din with the taros that I prepared after I walked down one of those two paths? Besdin would answer each one of them separately that the taros is tar, as Safei Tumah versus a rabbi, Speko tar. Now, even though one of those two taros is definitely tamei, as since one person walked down one path and the other person walked down the other path, one of those two definitely walked down the path that is tamei. But since each person asked their question separately to Besdin, Besdin would answer each person that the taros are tar, since Safei Tumah versus a rabbi, Speko tar. But if both people will go to Besdin together and they'll ask together to Besdin what to do with the taros that each one of them prepared, then Besdin would have no choice but to answer both of them that the taros that they prepared are tamei, even though Safek Tumah versus Rabim Speko Tar. But in this case, since one of those two taros are definitely tamei, and the two of them ask Besdin together what to do with the taros, so Besdin would have to answer them in one shot. Either they'll answer it's tamei or it's tar. And they can't say it's tar. That's not true. If one of them is for sure tamei, how can Besdin say it is tar by saying that both taros are tar? That can't be. So they have to say that they are tamei. As in the first case, where each one of them asked Besdin separately whether the taros are tamei or tar, Besdin could answer that they're tar. But in this case, since Besdin have to answer both of them together, they have to say either both of them are tamei or both of them are tar. They cannot say both of them are tar. That's simply not the case. So Besdin has no choice but to say that they are tamei. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Benkach u Benkach tamei. Rabbi Yossi said, both cases Besdin would answer that they are tamei, both in the first case where they asked Besdin separately and in the second case where they went to Besdin together to ask Besdin if they're tamei or tar. Besdin would say that they are tamei. Now, the Mefarshim explain, the Rabbi Yossi does not mean to say that in the first case where each one of them came separately to Besdin to ask whether the taros are tamei or tar, that Besdin would answer them that they are tamei. As Rabbi Yossi agrees in that case, that since Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, Besdin would answer each one of them separately that the taros are tar. Just Rabbi Yossi is referring to a case in which only one of them came to Besdin. One of the two came to Besdin and said that both me and my friend walked down these two paths. I walked down one path, and my friend walked down the other path, and we both prepared taros. What's the din with the taros that I prepared? And what's the din with the taros that my friend prepared? In such a case, Rabbi Yossi holds that Besdin must answer that both taros are tamei. As even though it's only one of them that's coming to Besdin, the other one stayed home. But since he is asking what is the din by the two taros that both of them did, Besdin cannot answer that they are tar, since one of the two taros are definitely tamei, so Besdin would have no choice but to answer they are tamei, while the Tanakhama holds that since only one of them came to Besdin and the other one did not come at all, in such a case, Besdin could answer each one of the two shilohs separately. Besdin could first say that the taros that you prepared are tar, and then Besdin could say that the taros that your friend prepared are also tar. And since it's only one of them that's coming to Besdin, so each one of the two shilohs is considered a separate shiloh that could be answered separately. And since Besdin can answer each one of the two shilohs separately, so they can say that they are both tar, they first can say that the taros that you prepared are tar, and the taros that your friend prepared are also tar. As opposed to in a case where both of them came together to Besdin, where Besdin have to treat the two shilohs as one shiloh, so Besdin can answer that they are tar. And since they have to answer both shilohs at once, they have no choice but to say that they are tamei, according to the Tanakhama. Sefer Taros Parakei Mishnah Vav Shnei Kikar Echad Tamei the echatot. There are two loaves of bread in the Rosh Hashanah. One loaf of bread is tamei, and one loaf of bread is tar. And we don't know which one is tamei and which one is tar. Somebody came along and ate one of the two loaves of bread, and subsequently prepared taras, prepared truma, which was tar. And the dinit, that somebody who eats ochel and tmei would become tamei mirabana. If he touches truma, the truma would become puzzle. But in this case, since we have a suffix, whether he ate the kika that's tamei or tar, the truma would remain tar. A suffix tumah versus harabim, sveiko tar. Ubacha beiro, va'acha etasheni bi'asa taros. And his friend came along, and he ate the second loaf of bread, and he also prepared taros. So one of these two people definitely ate the loaf of bread that was tamei. Just we don't know which one of the two ate the kika that was tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Im Nishalu Zeb Bifnei Atzmo, the Zeb Bifnei Atzmo, Tahirin, the Im Nishalu Shnei and Ka'achas Tmei. Rabbi Yehuda says, if each one of these two people would come separately to Bezin to ask a Shaila as to whether the Truma that they prepared are Tar, Bezin will tell each one of them separately that the Truma is Tar, and that is the Din, Suffolk Tumor versus Arabim, Speko Tar. Even though one of the two taras are definitely tamei, as one of these two definitely ate the kikar that was tamei, and therefore became tamei himself, but since we don't know which one of the two of them ate the kikar that's tamei, both of them would be considered tar. But if the two of them came together to Bezin to ask whether the taras that both of them prepared are tamei or tar, in such a case, Bezin would have no choice but to say that both taras are tamei. And since one of these two taros is definitely tamei, as one of the two definitely ate the kika that's tamei, and Bezin has to answer both of them at once, Bezin simply cannot say that they're both tar, as it would not be true. So Bezin has no choice but to say that they are tamei, as even though this tuma is only midrabana, that which a person who eats food that's tamei becomes tamei is only a din derabana. Even so, we have to be machmer in this case where they both came to Bezin at once to ask the shaila, that Bezin would have to answer them that it's tamei. Rabbi Yossi, Bankach u Bankach tamei. Rabbi Yossi says, in both cases, Bezin would answer that both taras are tamei. Now, the Mepharshim explains, Rabbi Yossi is not referring back to the first case of Rabbi Yehuda, where each one of them came to Bezin separately to ask about the taras that they prepared. Because in that case, Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that since each one of them asked Bezin separately, Bezin would answer each one of them that the taros are tar. Rabbi Yossi is referring to a case where one of them came to Bezin and the other one stayed home. The one that came to Bezin asked the shaila for both himself and his friend. He said that I ate the first of the tikkur and prepared taros. And my friend came along and ate the second of the tikkur, and he also prepared taros. What's the din of the taros that I prepared and the taros that my friend prepared? As according to Rabbi Yossi, since the person is asking for both himself and his friend at the same time, Bezin could not answer that both are tar, since one of the two tars are definitely tamei, so therefore Bezin would answer that they are tamei. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda would hold that in that case, since it's only one person that's asking the shaila to Bezin, the other one is not asking at all, Bezin could answer each one of the two shailas separately. Bezin could answer first that the taras that you prepared are tar. And afterwards, Bezin could say that the taras that your friend prepared are also tar. In such a case, since they don't have to answer both of them together, they could answer each one of the two shailas separately and could answer that each one of them is tar. As opposed to where both of them came to Bezin together, where Bezin has to answer both of them at once, Bezin cannot say that they are both tar, as that cannot be. One of them is for sure tamei, so Bezin would answer that both of them are tar.